was okay. Frustrated not getting in the end zone, but you know, I'm going to highlight a couple guys I thought played really well on our side of the ball. JerMichael was awesome. He's had a great spring, summer, camp. I'm excited about his progress moving forward and the role he's going to play in our offense. Need to find more ways to get him the football. And Eddie Lacy as well. Eddie was in there working with us in the first group. Did a nice job. Be on the same page for a rookie and ran the ball really well.
Without Jordy and Randall in there, I mean, do you feel like it gave other guys obviously opportunities? And how do you feel like they took advantage of them?
I think it gave some guys some opportunities. Jarrett made a nice catch on the sideline there on our second drive. And guys like Tyrone and Miles have been getting more opportunities and doing some good things. Gillette had some nice plays tonight. I thought Bostic did a nice job with some catch and runs there. But that's the nature of camp. You know, we got a lot of guys hurt, banged up, and guys are fighting for roster spots.
Assuming you have one game left to play, what's to get accomplished?
We'd like to score a touchdown. That's kind of first priority, but we've had four good drives in our four out of four there. We just got to get more points. You know, we can't have 6 points in four drives. You got to do a better job than that. Now, we might have got in on that first game, but now we got to put the ball in the end zone and playing a good defense. We'll probably play a half at least, and it needs to be some progress like we did tonight. Well, I think we've had some quality running backs here in the past. It's just a matter of doing a better job of scheme for our that fits our personnel in the run game up front, making the most of the athleticism that we have with those guys. And now we got a back who has very good patience in Eddie. But, there's six guys who've been running the football really well in camp. I think that's a fun competition to watch, and we'll see. We'll see what happens moving forward, but Eddie had a good night.
Aaron, you kind of already touched on it, but, I mean, is not scoring a touchdown these first two games, when the first unit, is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal at this point? Where do you kind of put that?
I would say it's preseason first, but we're working on things, and we'd like to, like to finish off those drives. The Rams have a very good defense. We saw that last year. It was a tough game, and we made some plays late to pull it out, but you got to finish off those drives with touchdowns.
Okay. I'm guessing that Quinn's going to eat up a bunch of tackles this year. What do you think about Terry? Bounce back from that?
I mean, I have a lot of confidence in David. I think he's got a bright future for us. He just needs to see pass rushers like Quinn, and because he's one of the premier guys. I told Robert out there, I think this is the year where he gets the respect that he deserves for being one of the premier pass rushers in the game. And I know that David was watching film all week and was really worried, as we all were, about the quick edge rush he can bring. And he got beat by an inside move. So that'll happen. He's a rookie. He's going to learn. And I thought overall he's doing a good job. He's got a very wide set. And I think he's just going to keep on getting better.
Do you feel like the offense is hitting those benchmarks for each game?
Yeah, I mean, we moved the ball well on three drives at 6 points. That's disappointing. But two of those were third and ones. One we picked up, we had a holding. The other one we didn't pick up. Those are frustrating. But gave the kickers a chance to get their competition going in the regular season or in the preseason game, other than what they've been doing in practice. So that's good for them. We got to score touchdowns. Well, it was a long fourth quarter. I think he hung in there and made some good plays. He just needs reps. He needs more game opportunities like that. Mike did a good job giving him some plays that he could check into or check out of, and he made a nice scramble and delivered a good ball on the touchdown to Stoneburner. And I think you've seen him the last week or so. do a better job in practice. So it's nice to see it carry over for him. I know he was happy with the way he played.
Aaron, even though he played more
I like our team. I think we're a young team with a lot of energy. That's exciting to see the guys and their personality. I feel like there was more life on the sideline. We actually scored some points tonight. The defense was playing great. You know, one moment that sticks out more than any tonight, it was Johnny Jolly having the interception. If you could have a camera on the sideline, I know what I was doing. I was jumping up and down, running down the sidelines, and I know James Jones was doing the same thing. And there were probably 25 guys on the field congratulating him. And that just says a lot about his presence, his personality, the way the guys feel about him, how happy we are to have him back. And he played great tonight. He had a tip that went for the first interception, and he picked the second one off. So we're happy he's back and couldn't be happier for him.
Why do you think guys are so excited? Why do you think guys are so excited?
Johnny's a great locker room guy. Johnny's a guy who made some mistakes. You know, he made some decisions that hurt himself, and I think he's a different guy and with a different outlook on life. He's been given a second chance, and he wants to make the most of it. So as brothers on the team, you know, we're going to come beside him and help him as much as we can, but there's nobody, I don't think, on this team, me personally, and I know I can speak for a lot of the guys who we want to see, do well than Johnny.